Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello and welcome to our today's Om Time radio show. My name is Doris Schachenhofer. I'm from Vienna and a Joy of Business facilitator. And today I'm so honored and grateful to have my beautiful friend Emily Russells with me. She's also a Joy of Business facilitator and a dear friend of mine. And I asked her to have this conversation with me today. We'd like to talk about having it all. Family, job, travels, a life full with everything, and how we came to create this for us, and even are still creating it. And I'm so curious because we are friends. We meet all over the world, and I would say, Phil, I would say I don't know everything about you, Emily.
I would say the same about you. It's so funny you're introducing the show, and I have this big smile on my face because I'm like, this is so fun for me to talk about. When we were talking about a topic, and both of us, there's so much we don't know about each other, and I was like, I can't wait to have this conversation because I think both you and I get asked a lot, well, how do you do it? How do you travel? How do you facilitate and have kids and all of that at the same time? Because to so many people, that seems like a beyond, so this will be kind of fun to talk about.
Totally. And you know what, Emily, what I got with you is I think that a lot of the job you're doing right now is not what you have like studied or done before the Access Consciousness tools came into your life. Is that right? Or
Absolutely. Which is funny because, yeah, I used to be a high school teacher. I used to teach science, and before that, I just bartended and traveled for many years. When I was teaching, I got married, and when I had my first child, I sort of decided, you know, I don't want to work for a little bit. I had a lot of decisions that I couldn't, you know, teach kids and give that much energy as a high school teacher and still have my own kids. So I stopped teaching and just was a stay-at-home mom. And that's when I came across the tools of Access Consciousness and Access Bars. And at the time, I think I was teaching a little yoga. I became a yoga teacher and then was dealing with postpartum depression with my second daughter and ended up at an Access Bars class just at a point where I wanted to change. I was willing to try anything to change where I was at. I just was waking up not happy, not enjoying being a mom. Not being able to connect with my daughter. And so I end up at Access Bars class and thought a lot of the tools were kind of crazy, but I was like, I was open to trying anything to change things. And one of the first things you learn, and I'm sure if you listen to the show and have heard, you know, Joy Business Tools and Access Consciousness, it's a lot about asking questions. And at the time, you know, before I had kids, I traveled a lot when I was younger, and I sort of had made the decision, oh, once I have kids, that's not going to be in my life anymore. And, you know, at this point, I was not happy. That started changing instantly, though, after getting my bars run and asking questions. And one of the things I really asked for was I would really like to travel again. And I don't know how that's going to show up. I don't know what that looks like with having two little ones. I think my youngest was 6 months and my older one was about three. And I started asking questions. And one of the things, and I'd love to hear this from you too, but I got that, you know, I think in this world, a lot of us are taught that when you choose for you, it's selfish, or that you somehow would be not good for your kids or family, or that it's choosing against other people. And one of the ideas, you know, that we explore in Access is, what if when you choose for you, the universe has your back and it actually can create a greater future for everyone you interact with. So one of the things I asked for was like, I don't know how it's going to show up, but I would like travel again to be part of my life and somehow work with my kids and work with them being in school. And that's one of the first things I asked for.
Wow. Hey, you know, so Emily, so was business in your world? So because when you talk now, it was more like you were a stay-home mom, you were unhappy with that, and you asked for being happy and the travel. But there seems to not be something of like, I want to have like this great business, I want to travel the world with a business. This is not where you came from, it seems.
No. No, not at all, which is so wild. It's what you have, like, it's really when you ask these questions, one of the greatest gifts is being willing for anything to show up, not how you expected it. Because, I had never had my own business for sure. And, you know, I had worked for other people my whole life and at this time wasn't even working. And one of the tools that I used is kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, we call it like an energy ball exercise. Where you get the energies of what you'd like to have in your life. And they don't have to be specific. So I didn't ask for my own business or a job, but I did ask for, I wanted to create, like be creating, because I love doing that. So, you know, when I was a stay-at-home mom, I used to cook these elaborate meals and, you know, read a ton of books and write. You know, I needed a new outlet for creation, basically. So I asked for to be surrounded by people that were grateful for me and saw me and that I was grateful for them. I asked for some sort of work where every day was different, because that was one of the things I liked about teaching too, was, you know, interacting with different people and kids every year. So I wanted my life to be different every day and work where it always was new and exciting. I asked for travel. I think at the time I asked for like maybe a week out of the month, and that seemed like or maybe it was just even a few days out of the month. And I asked for like more joy and play. Like if I would see a kid laughing or something in my day where it made me smile, I asked for that energy, but I didn't ask for any specifics at all. And then it was 6 years ago. This would have been 6 years ago. I just started asking those questions. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of pull energy into that. Yeah. And then send trickles back out and say, okay, anyone or anything that contribute to this. And then just different things started showing up.
I love that. So you ask for at least some days a month to travel around. So can you just give us an overview where you have been in the last month or last month?
Yeah, so now things have changed a lot in 6 years. So now I travel usually about 2 weeks out of the month. So about 14 days, I would say. You know, similar to you, when I first started using it, so I was married, I'm now divorced. So pretty much the weeks I don't have my girls, I travel. So this year I've been in Ireland and Hungary and Houston and trying to think where else. I go to Italy later in the week. And
Asia,
I never.
Also.
What's that?
I said you also were and will be in Asia again. So you travel the whole world, right? Australia, beautiful places. With beautiful people.
Yeah.
And we can hear you laugh. And I have met you last weekend in Budapest. You were here attending a class as well with the Access Consciousness Tools. And what you said, you love to be with people and people appreciate it a lot. Like I have seen people coming to you, like hugging you and saying, you inspire me so much with your sparkle, with your vibrancy and all of this. And this is also what I see. And with not giving up and seeing us in situations where we are like, oh my God, this is not working for me. This is where it starts, I would say, where we really, and even if we don't have the tools where we say, ask questions, ask and you will receive. I can also say for myself, years back, there were things that I was like, oh my God, I would like to have this different. And over the years it showed up and I'm like, yes, already as a teenager, I asked for something that I have now in my life. Sometimes it takes a while, but it's so amazing. And to see you now, I haven't seen you when you were unhappy, but I know you now being happy. And I love it.
So I have always been a happy person, you know, and I think we all have this limit or idea of what, you know, creates us as happy. And like you said, it's that demand when you do see something isn't working, to have the courage to change it, even if it doesn't make sense, you know. And you could speak to this too, I don't know, but for me, getting divorced was a big choice, because in my world, you know, I don't think there's anyone in my family or extended family or most of my friends that had ever been divorced. And it was also something that wasn't working for me. And it was one of those times we talk about following the energy. But I had this, you know, all those energies that I knew made me happy, and I knew there was something else greater. And even though it made no sense, and I thought, oh my God, I don't know how this is going to work with kids, and I can't imagine not seeing them for a week at a time. But I knew when I looked at moving out and I looked at making those choices, it made my whole world lighter. So despite all the judgments and what everyone thought or my family thought, I was willing to make that choice. And I think that's the beginning of having it all, is being willing to know what works and having the courage to make a choice that seems really different from what you normally would. Because if you keep making the same choices that you have been before, you're going to have a pretty similar life. That sounds simple, but I remember it's going to be uncomfortable to make
totally.
Choices that change something.
And it's so, to add to this, I'm also divorced. And I would say that a lot of people now would assume, oh my God, to have all of me, I need to be divorced. No, this is not what Emily and I are think. But
yeah,
in our lives and in our stories, it showed up like this. I was unhappy before the Access Consciousness tool came into my life, but like being unhappy with a lot of people around you, being unhappy in your relationship, it's like normal. And then I would speak to it, and then I thought to myself, this is not working for me for a long time. And we will shortly go to a break and see how long it goes. And I continue. But for me, it was like I was asking questions, okay, if it's not an A or B, like divorce or not divorce, what are the infinite possibilities? What other possibilities are here for me to create this marriage and this relationship? And over time, it just showed up a really other decision has to be made by myself to create the life that I would like to create. And also what comes in for me is the choice. A big target for me is to give my kids choice and to show them that they have always choice and that there's nothing right or wrong. It's just what you desire in your life. So again, it's not we are saying get divorced and have it all. Like, be happy in your marriage and in your relationship. But please be happy with what you are choosing, what you are creating, and have your own bag with what's going on in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
All right, so we're
going
to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back soon having more of this conversation, which I'm so excited. Thank you, Doris, for having me on.
Thank you.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm, and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back to the Om Times Radio Show today with Doris Schaffenhofer and my friend Emily Rustler. And before we went to break, we were talking about there's no need to be divorced to have it all. And you have always choice if you are unhappy in whatever you are choosing right now and the relationship you're in. So, Emily, after you have divorced and your life totally changed in where you live, how you create your daily life within family, and then what else was possible for you with traveling and business, can you give us a little bit what showed up for you and how the time were, you know, after divorce and getting like your life set new and how it is now?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that made it easier to keep, you know, choosing and because it's not been easy, you know, obviously, you know, the whole time moving out and then being, you know, when you go from two incomes to one as well and figuring out, okay, how am I going to do this with kids? And I tell you what, it's only gotten greater, which is funny because the point of view in this reality is that that has to be hard. I remember going to, when I was in counseling for the divorce and the woman said to me, she said, you know, divorce is the number one indicator of poverty in women. And I was like, wow, that is interesting. And that is not going to apply to me. I made that demand that would not be. But that's sort of, you know, this reality's version of what's going to happen. So I would say if to people, like, don't buy the conclusions of other people of what has to happen in your life, no matter what it is. You know, this is just one example of getting divorced. But if it's quitting a job, like, oh, no, I can't do that because then I won't find a better one or I won't have enough money, or, you know, you recently moved like to a new apartment, and there's all these things we think might happen. But if you don't go to the conclusion and you really ask, okay, what else is possible? There's, and it's so simple, but there's so much more when you ask questions. And, you know, I've had people say to me, well, what have I asked for? Is it asking for too much? And somehow it's like we've felt we can only ask for a certain amount, but the more you ask for, the more is available, the more it opens up and inspires others to ask for more. There isn't a limit. Like you said, you might have asked for something when you were 15 and didn't really know it, and now it shows up. You know, there's not a timeline, but having that energetic, and sometimes it's not even like I specifically asked for something. It's an energetic almost demand or ask in your world for something different that creates it. And like you said, you wanted to show your kids, hey, there is something else possible, you know, and I think too, that's what makes people happy and inspired is seeing someone that no matter what it is choosing for them. And I was the same way with my girls. I said, you know, at least I want them to know that no matter where they are in their life, they can choose something and that can always be a greater possibility. You don't have to feel stuck, whether it's in a job or a relationship or, you know, with your money situation, it can always get greater if you ask and are willing to get out of the conclusion of how that has to show up.
Totally. Yesterday, a woman wrote me, you know, she's following me on social media and saw some videos, and she's like, I love that so much. And if I, you know, if I don't have money at the moment and don't know where to start, what would you give as a tool for people to start it off?
Oh God, I love that question. Because my favorite question is really, what else can I add to my life? Because when I first, you know, you talked about when I first started asking those questions, and one of the things that showed up, I took an online social media course thinking I wanted to learn a little bit about it for my own, my yoga business, which is funny. And so I took this course and then saw someone post on Facebook, hey, does anyone know anything about social media? And it was someone that worked with an access consciousness facilitator. And I said, I do. I just took a course. And so I got offered to work for someone doing their social media and found out it was easy for me and it was fun. And this is something I've never been trained in. I didn't even own a smartphone, I think, for more than 6 months before that. I didn't see the point of any of it, like Facebook or Twitter. I thought it was all kind of silly. And but I started playing with it. And I remember at the time, I think I was making a few more dollars than it cost to pay for a babysitter. So because I realized if I wanted to work, I had to have childcare because it was too much to do without having a babysitter mm-hmm. or a nanny. And so at the time, I was literally making maybe $3 more than what it cost for the sitter. And my husband at the time said, I don't get it. Like, why are you doing this? You're not making much more. And I said, I don't know, but it matches. Well, I do know it matches this different energy. And I know that's going to mm-hmm. change. I know this is creating something different. So it's being willing, no matter where you're at, to being willing to add things to your life, even though I had these two little babies, like, still in diapers, running around, and it seemed crazy to start adding in work, you know, when I already felt like I was busy. But I asked for contribution. You know, I asked for a nanny or babysitter to show up where she would be a contribution to our lives and my girls and our happiness, and that we would be to hers. And I found somebody online, you know, as a babysitter who was phenomenal with my kids. And I was willing to receive her contribution. Like, she was better at making them snacks and lunches and taking them to parties than I was, or getting my daughters to get dressed in the morning, you know. And it was just a few hours at first, you know, a day, a couple days a week. But it was being willing to add things in, even when you think you're too busy, and not give up what you're already doing. So I didn't throw everything else out. I think I was teaching a few yoga classes a week at the time. I still loved being a mom and staying at home with them a lot of the hours of the day. So it was being willing to keep doing what you're doing and then ask, okay, what else can I add? And being willing to work. I mean, I worked hard. I worked a lot of hours. I think as I got hired by more and more facilitators to work in their business, and then eventually Access Consciousness asked me to do social media for them. And I mean, I was staying up till like 1 or 2 in the morning but it was so fun for me because I had been looking for some other outlet to just create. And I hadn't acknowledged how fun it was for me to have so many things going on. I actually became, I think, a better mom. I was more efficient at home. I was having so much more fun doing all these different things. And I had never acknowledged that it might be more fun to actually add things. Cause this, you know, this world kind of says, oh no, you're too busy. You need to simplify. And it was exactly the opposite for me.
I love that. I so love that. This is really this too. And what you also said is like, it was not about the money, because the money was not really necessarily more than without work.
Right.
It was really the joy that you added and the contribution that you added and all this stuff. So this is what I would say we would like to encourage you to ask for anything to your life that expands your life. And it's not linear. It's not like that we also can say, oh, add this and then you will have more money. No, it's really about expand your life in every way that's fun for you, and something different will show up in the future.
Yeah, and like, and it's such a good example of what you said. It's that, you know, if you add more joy and fun, the money shows up. That money follows joy.
Yeah.
actually works. And you know, the other tool is in the Joy of Business book by Simone Millicis, who founded the Joy Business, and all of these classes that you offer, I know, around the world. And lots of facilitators. Mm-hmm. One of the things she talks about is getting clear on your finances. So like, if you know you're in a place where you'd like more money to show up, and where do you start? The first thing is to get clear on what expenses you have in your life now. So I remember at that time, you know, writing down the expenses we had as a family. So, you know, what we needed to pay for our house and the bills and the kids. And I think my old, babysitting. And then I added in, also, okay, if I'd like to travel and, you know, add in this, or, you know, be able to take my girls out to dinner easily, or shop at Whole Foods, you know, nicer food store than where I was shopping, what would that look like? And I remember the first number I got was double the amount what we were creating as a family. And I was like, oh, that also explains why I'm using a credit card, you know, because we were actually spending more than we had more of a demand and we're actually spending more than we were creating. And so that helped me to get clear on, okay, one, I know what amount of money I'd like to ask for. So at the time, doubling that seemed crazy because, like you said, I was making a couple dollars more than it was that was going out. I was having more expenses. You know, when you start a business or start something new, I think I rented an office space too. So I had more expenses, but it was like trusting yourself and also getting clear. Because if you're not clear on how much more you would like, then you don't really know what to ask for and the universe can't contribute unless you get clear. So that is a tool that I would highly suggest. And then after you come up with a new number, add in 10%. One of the tools we talk about is, you know, putting aside 10% of everything that comes in as an honoring of you. So add 10% to that number. And no matter how shocking it is, ask for that. So I started asking, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to create and generate this amount of money or more every month with total ease? And I got really clear on that. I was asking for that amount or more. And I think within, definitely within a year, it might have been sooner, I was creating that amount a month. And then I always go back and I redo that and I look again, okay, what else would I like to add to my life? And then the number changes and I keep asking for more. But part of it is that clarity of knowing what to ask for too.
Totally. And using it, you know, it seems weird at the first moment or things like, oh, whatever this is, but it's really working. And this is also what Simone always says is using the tools is it's what's creating the change. It's like really looking at your expenses and really using the 10% account if it's fun for you. And we know a lot of people that are doing the 10% account, which is honoring you and your life. So you never spend it again. You have it to get a sense of having money. And this is creating something completely different.
Oh.
I love it.
Yeah,
that.
And I know. I love it. And it's so true. You have to use the tools. So if so, you know, if you're listening to this radio show or read the Joy of Business book, or we talk about all these things, but you do actually have to implement them and use them. And then the change shows up faster usually than you could imagine. And they're simple, right? But you've got to use them.
Yeah, definitely. We have another break coming up for you afterwards. I'm super excited where we will go next.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back again, my friend Emily Russell and my name is Doris Schachenhofer. We are both certified facilitator of Joy of Business, and we both discovered that we have joy in business, and it came over the time. We were not. What I got with you is like you. This was not like this big priority years ago of having a business. But in a way, with what you started off asking for your life, it showed up because now you have a big business, right?
That is so true. I remember one of the quotes Simone Millicis always says is business is creation. And it's something I didn't quite get when I first heard her say that because, you know, when I grew up, business, it absolutely was not in my world. It's almost, you know, I had parents that they were both lawyers, but they worked for other people, you know, sort of had their... Went to work, came home. They were, it just wasn't a big, we never talked about creation or what else would you want, or people that had their own business or entrepreneurs were almost seen as like doing something dirty because they wanted money or it must be bad. And so it was never even in my world. And I remember the Joy of Business book was one of the first books I got and reading it at that time when I wasn't working and a stay at home mom. And I thought, God, I love this. And I was circling all the tools, but didn't know how they would apply if I didn't have my own business, you know, and it always looks different. You can work for someone, you are in business, like whatever you're creating, your life is actually your business. Everything is, it's not this segmented thing of running a, you know, starting your own corporation. It's everything you're doing, you know, playing with your kids, going to work, cooking a meal, like hanging out with friends. All of it is the business of your life that you're creating all the time. Cause it's so much broader than we think it is.
That's a beautiful. I'm offering also conscious parenting classes. And you know, people that are working with kids in different areas, a response that I got was, I don't want to spend so much money on my job. And what I got with that is, wow, how interesting that we learn to separate the areas of our lives that we say, because what I got is like, but it's also you doing the job, you know, it's also you being in this job. So how much ease could you get for yourself for this area of your life? And this is what changed for me also to don't separate my life in different parts and see when I add here, it will add everywhere. And it's about me having ease and about me enjoying life. And this is what I see with you as well. So where it's not a thing of being a mom and being in your business and being with other people, it's this whole thing that's with having it all. It's the overall thing of having your life and being happy with every area of your life.
Yeah.
So this was just interesting. It was not about the information that I got. It allowed me to look at where we learn to say, no, I don't take this or I don't choose this because this is for my job. But if it would be private, then it would be different. And I'm like, but it's all your life. So it's all in your creation. When you add there and choose something for this area, you will see it will add to everything. And this changed for me a lot. Also with what I'm choosing. Yeah, please.
No, I don't mean to interrupt, but you're saying that. And it reminded me, I remember, you know, first starting to work and holding, I would have my little one who was, you know, I don't think she was even a year. And I'd have her in my lap while I was working on my computer. And I asked, I said, okay, what can her energy, both of my girls, what can they contribute to this? You know, so rather than separating it like so many people do, I allowed her energy and both of my kids to contribute to whatever new thing I was starting. You know, at the time it was just doing a little bit of social media here and there for people, but I didn't separate it out and I allowed you know, I didn't say, okay, now I have to go to work and just do this. I allowed it all to contribute to each other. So that's such a good point, is not separating it and feeling like you can't take on something because it's going to take away from something else. It's like, what if everything could contribute to the other parts, everything in your life, all those parts could contribute to each other?
Totally. So when it comes to I'll have it all, how do you look at this? How do you play with this every day? And what tools are you using to create this for you? What does it mean for you, having it all?
Oh, that's so good, because there's never having it all, right? I would say one of the it's I think we look at other people. I was talking with someone recently in the little town I live in, and she goes, wow, you're really living your best life. And I was like, well, I'm having fun, and I know there's a lot more to show up. So I think it's also anywhere you get to a place where you feel like you've arrived or you do have it all, to keep asking for more, because there is always more. But along the way, there's always going to be people that inspire you. Or, you know, I remember always seeing someone having something or living a part of their life in a way that at the time I wasn't, but I would like. And so I remember seeing another mom that really inspired me, and she was working and traveling, and her kid was coming with her. And I thought, oh my God, I'm having that. And this is a tool. And it's sort of, you say, I'm having that, and I'm having it my way. And it's not, I'm having that, I'm going to take that from that person. It's being so grateful of, wow, there's someone in the world creating that, and it inspires me, and I would like that in my life. So when you see that, rather than, I think what so many of us do is we compare ourselves. And, or I know some people go on social media and they go, oh no, they're having a great life and I'm not, and look what they can do and I can't do it. And it's like, turn that 180 degrees. And if you can be inspired by the people that you see having a life that you admire, or creating something that you'd have no idea how you could get there, I love the tool of saying, oh my gosh, I'm having that. I'm having it my way. I don't know how it's going to show up, but I'm having that. And using that as an inspiration for more is one of, I think it's so simple, but when you do it from that place of, you know, gratitude, of admiring a person, because if you admire someone or are inspired by someone, it is because you have that in you. You wouldn't see it. It wouldn't even be a blip on your radar to admire it or to want it unless you really had that in you. And so to ask for it to show up in your life, and trust that you have the capacities, the skills for that to show up in your world. And it might look different, but you can definitely ask for that. Which is one of my favorite tools for, quote, having it all, but really just having more. What are one of your favorite tools for that? Because you've created so much more too. What have you been asking sort of along the way?
I've asked, like, where it started, like, big for me, when I got the kids and was a stay-at-home mom, it was the first time in my life that I was dependent with money on someone else, and I didn't like it. I always had my own money since I was starting working when I was 15, you know, on holiday time, and then also on weekends, because I always wanted to have my money, and there were things that I wanted to have, like a motorcycle, a small one, when I was 16. So I knew my parents wouldn't buy me one, and I was clear I needed to create money to get it. And I got it. I was the first in my family after some siblings that created this for herself, and I did it. And so I always had money. I was never without a job. During studying, I would work. And then I got my babies, and I had the least money that I could have in all these years. And I was like, this doesn't work for me. I don't like this. And I had this demand of, like, having a life also with kids, where I would not turn around every, you know, cent of that I'm able to pay something. I'm like, I wanna have a life that's joyful for me with kids. There it started off for me. And so I was asking for that. And also what I have asked for myself is to be my own boss.
Because
I'm a social worker, so I love that to work with people, and I still work with people. But I was, like, limited, you know, with all the regulations you have within a job. And this is where I was like, I know something more to work with people and to look at possibilities. And I'm like, I'll have my own job. And so ex-consciousness came into my life. And after doing a one-day bus class, the only thing that I remember is, like, I called my ex-husband and said, you know, I have my job now. Whatever this is, I'm doing it. I love it. It's fun. And, I was so happy. And as the same as you said, I love to open my eyes and see what is it that I like, what I see with other people. And how much can I invite it into my life? And I love that you add having it your way. I've never heard this, but I'm having this now. for example, like, it's really a simple thing in your daily life. I remember I had a foundation class that I facilitated, and a woman came in that was registered for my class with her husband and her son, and the husband was there for 10 minutes, and then he left. And then within the class, I told them, you know, the energy that these two had, I'll have that. I don't know these people. It's not about her husband. I don't know what her husband, I'd like the energy they have together. And she looked at me and said, I've never heard a woman saying something like that, kind and generous and open about my relationship. And it's not about having my husband. And I'm like, No, I don't get like your husband. I'd like what you have with each other. And this is the beauty in it, you know, the life shows us so many things, but we always go to, oh my God, the others have and we can't, instead of, oh my God, this is nice and this is beautiful and this is elegant and this is whatever, fun. And I have that in my life and I don't know how it shows up. And it's the same as you mentioned, I created this new apartment for me. It started off that I was unhappy in the other apartment that I lived in. And there were some things where I'm like, I don't want to compromise anymore. This is not that much working for me. What if I just really ask for the things I'd like to have and look what shows up? And I made some, for other people, really crazy choices. But at the end, 2 days before I moved, this apartment showed up, and it has a balcony. It has, what's really important for me is that it has a bathtub. I have it now. So after, and what is required is a choice. And I get this with you as well. It's like making a choice, not saying, oh, it would be nice if I could have this in my life. It's like, I'll have that. This is a different energy of,
Choice. Already at a break. But we have one more section.
Let's talk. Yeah. More choice after the break.
Thanks, Doris.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And for our last round, I think it is, on this radio show, Om Times Radio Show, Joy Schachner is my name, and I'm here with my friend Emily Russell, and we both enjoy the conversation so much. We hope you do as well. I'm just smiling here, and I'm like, okay, what else is possible from here, and how much more can we all invite to our lives? And
me too.
Where ended before break was choice. It's like, yeah. How was choice for you before you had the access consciousness tools? And yeah, how was that choice? Did you know that you have choice? How was this in your life, Emily?
You know, it's funny. You say that, and I remember at the time before these kind of tools, reading a lot of books about, you know, finding your purpose in life. And I thought, oh my God, I've never been able to figure out the one thing I want to do. There must be something wrong with me. I'm never going to have this life that creates any change in the world because I can't figure out what I want to do. And something that is so different, I think, you know, is all of the little is realizing that every choice you make today, like everything you do, whether it's going for coffee, is creating a different future. So you don't have to make these big, giant choices. I love hearing you talk about this new apartment you have because it's all these little things that you were aware of in choices, like when you say, oh, it has a balcony, and I really wanted a balcony. And it can be little things that you notice. I remember spending a couple days with Simone Millicis at her house in Australia, and she has this beautiful outdoor balcony across from the beach where she'd have her computer, you know, wake up at 5 a.m. and go for a walk on the beach and then start working outside. And I remember saying, oh, I will have that. I'll have it my way. I would love to have that. And sure enough, I think it was maybe a year later when I moved out and found a new apartment and or new house that had this outdoor screened-in porch. And I said, and I was out there working after I moved in, and I acknowledged, oh my gosh, I asked for this, and it showed up, and it's not across from the beach, you know. But I literally every time I'd work out there, I was so happy. And so, it's those little choices you make. If you'd like a, you know, to put a plant in your house next to your computer, or buy fresh flowers, or it's those little things that add more joy to your life that you start making every day that create the bigger things showing up later. But you have to, rather than looking at it as this, oh my gosh, I will never figure it out, I don't know the new job I want, it's taking the little things every day that you can choose and making greater choices.
Yeah. And you know, with my apartment that I'm in now, I thought I will have a big apartment, and it's smaller than the other one that I was.
Yeah.
And this is where I also got confused when I came in. I'm like, no, this is not what I've asked for. So, but it's not about, often we think about something that it's not the thing, that it's like what matches the energy. And this is what I'm learning more and more, practicing more and more, to follow the energy and trust that this is what shows up, is what creates and expands my life. And I have to say, with this apartment, it's amazing that we have this conversation. I reached out to you and said, Emily, I do a crazy choice now. Can I reach out to you if I get into doubt or something comes up that is not contributing to me? And this is so beautiful to have someone with no point of view where I could like just try and say, hey, this is going on. I would require a question or like space or something, or can we hop on a phone and you can ask me two questions on phone? And we did it. And it was also that you asked me a question. I was like, but it's not light. And this got me to really look at, it's
at one point it was like, no, it's not light to take this apart. And I'm like, ah, but this is all still weird. But at the end it showed up that I was asking for things here that I would before. And the owner allowed me everything I asked for, he said yes to. And this was the not light when we had the conversation. And I'm like, oh, how cool is that? And I'm so grateful for that. And this is, for me, having it all is also having people in my life that have my back, even if they don't live around the corner, because I'm in Austria, Emily's in America. It's not around the corner. And we don't, like, have a lot of phone calls with each other. But there, you are someone that is there for me, and I know. And it's like this little hello message, and I know you're there. And this is what also for me adds to my life, and to open up to this, to really open up to people that have my back. You know, it's not always comfortable because I don't know this so much, and to really let people in and be there for me however they are there for me, this is a really gift for me, and add it to
I love that you say that. I agree, because if someone's listening to the show and they don't have that at the time, that's something you can ask for. Because I remember, I don't know if you were the similar when you had young kids, but right when I had kids, I had moved back to my hometown I was from, so I didn't have a lot of friends around, you know, like girlfriends. And I had someone say to me, oh, you know, once you have kids, you're not going to make any new friends really in your life. You'll have maybe meet, you know, other moms that have kids, but, you know, basically you probably have already made all your good friends. And I thought, whoa, that is crazy. And that does not work for me. I would like to always be meeting more people and that are wonderful and don't just align and agree with, you know, where we're at. I think sometimes, you know, we have maybe work friends or friends from our younger lives that we sit around and talk about, oh, this is just how things are, or these times used to be great, but they're not, like you say, having your back to ask for more and create greater. And so if you don't have people like that in your life, then ask for them to show up, because they're out there. And after making that demand, I met a friend I was at a restaurant and I overheard someone having an interesting conversation, and I started talking to her, and she became like my new greatest friend in the area that I had never known before. But had I not had that demand in my world, and then also, you know, hearing in conversation, I went over and I said hello to her, you know. And it's asking for those people, because I will say the same thing. It doesn't matter where they live or how often you see them, but just having one person in your life like that, is such a contribution when you are kind of making choices that might be difficult, you know, or choosing things that aren't comfortable. The fact that you can have someone to talk to and ask questions to is mm-hmm. one of the greatest things that can support all the change, you know?
Totally, totally. Yeah. And, you know, with the what someone said to you with, when you have kids, then you will not find new friends. I needed to laugh right now. Because at that point, I didn't have a lot.
Right.
Okay. This is where you could get into this thing of, I'm so alone, I'm so poor, no one loves me. But this is where you trap yourself in this point of view that I'm saying also, where it's like, there are always people out there, if you, like you say, if you're willing to ask, but they will show up so differently. And more beautiful than in anything that I could thought of before, I have to say. And going away from what should be and how life should look like and what's possible and what's not possible. Yes, I want to tell this here because it's so beautiful. Yesterday, just for short, yesterday I saw this wonderful interview with a black woman. They lived in Africa, and when she was around 20, she already had 4 kids. And an American woman showed up there in the little village and asked these young ladies, like, what are your dreams? And this woman said, I didn't know that I could have dreams. And this one question opened up so much. This woman, I guess, I haven't figured it out right now, but I guess she's now around 50. She lives in America. She is an author of a book. She is a speaker and speaks to people that everything is possible if you go for it, if you never give up. She needed years to get her degree for school, but she never, like, she get a lot of, you know, whatever this is in different countries, but she always failed in her exercises and tests she did until she didn't. Wow. And it took her years. And it's just, wow, for me, an inspiring story of someone that got a question. And you know what? Then she got her first job after 20 years, after she got this question of what is your dream. And she goes along the corridor of this company and meets a woman. And this woman says, I know you from someone. She's like, I don't know you. Mm-hmm. And the other woman says, but we know each other. And she's like, oh my God, you are the woman that asked me the question of what are you dreaming of? So once,
wow,
again, yeah, it's this. And then she says, the universe has your back. And this is what we always say. Also, we talk about the universe has your back. And I'm,
yeah,
like, wow, this is amazing. And it is out there. It's really the thing of, are you trusting? Are you asking? And are you willing to not give up and ask for the people, ask for the possibilities? And what would you say, Emily? What would you give,
oh my,
to people,
gosh,
at the end of our conversation?
Oh, I love that too. I think it is. It's trust yourself and trust that, whether you call it the universe or something else, trust that there, you know, there's something greater for you and that it's all possible. There's stories like that that are just like, okay, that can, it's not just someone else asked for it, you know. And if you guys are listening, you know, Doris and I were just talking and we thought, gosh, we should do more of these conversations together. And you guys can find Joy of Business classes. And I think Doris and I might have a telecall up soon. But if you go to accessjoyofbusiness.com, you can find more of these tools we're talking about and classes with facilitators all around the world too. Thank you.
Bye.
Guys.
Bye,
thank
Emily.
You so much.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.